Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and we've got a lot that we are talking about. Now, this hour, I think, is going to be a lot of fun, actually. It doesn't mean we're not going to be talking about serious stuff, but a lot of fun. We got a couple of really, really good guys joining us. Chris Beach is going to be with us in a moment from the Fatherhood Foundation. Lamont Whitaker is a very, very accomplished actor. He'll be with us at 4:35. He's coming to town for the Book of Mormon. It's playing again at the Altria. It's a limited run. I think it's only two or three performances. And I was like the last guy on planet Earth that had not seen the Book of Mormon. And when it came last year, Heidi and I were going to go. And then my youngest guy, Joe, who, you know, does a lot of acting and stuff, was like, oh, I'd really like to see that. It's like, and Heidi gave up her seat. I couldn't give up my seat because it was press night, and I'm press. So we saw it, but I'm just here to tell you, boy, a very difficult show to see while seated next to your child. It was a little weird. Great fun, but a little weird. Okay, I want to take just 2 seconds here because I think that's all it runs, Germ. We've got the little piece of President Biden weighing in on Governor Ron DeSantis.
Mr. President, does Governor DeSantis need to take Vice President Harris's calls?
All I can tell you is I'm talking to Governor DeSantis. He's been very gracious. He's thanked me for all we've done. He knows what we're doing. And I think that's important.
I don't want to keep Chris Beach waiting because you know what Chris Beach has done? Talk about somebody who, well, he's sending me to jail. That's exactly what he's doing. He is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And there's a little tiny chill in the air. You know what that means? Father Christmas. We got to get everything together for Father Christmas. And I'm just, I really am always so happy to chat with Chris. Chris, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. It's as we prepare for, I see skeletons and pumpkins all over the street. It's funny that I'll be talking about Christmas today.
Well, it's good that you're going to be talking about Christmas because Father Christmas has become one of the most meaningful, rewarding events that we have in Central Virginia, sir.
Well, I'm excited about it. Today is actually the first day. We just launched it today, and I'm very excited about that. We launched the nomination form for Father Christmas. We launched the sponsor form, and the Adopt-A-Family form are all up on our website, and it launched today.
All right. So for those folks who need a little bit of a reminder, we've got three separate components, as you just pointed out, to Father Christmas with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Let's pick one and start with it. I'll leave that up to you.
Number one, nominating a dad. That's the biggest thing. Around the holidays, we know there's a lot of dads out there that are working two and three jobs. There's dads that have fallen on some hard times. There's dads that have had some medical issues. And around Christmas time, it comes a little bit harder to pay for the bills, to afford a Christmas tree, to afford doing Christmas activities for your children. And there's a lot of dads out there that fall into that boat where they just need a little extra help. So what we're looking for is to go to our website and nominate a great dad that might fall in that category. And when you nominate that dad, we're going to choose 25 dads this year, maybe 26, maybe 20. We did 27 last year because there are just too many great dads. So we're choosing 25 dads this year to give $500 to and to pay for all the presents for their children for Christmas. And then on top of that this year, we're going down into Tidewater area, and we're taking nominations down there, and we're going to surprise 10 dads with $500 cash. So we have 35 dads that we're going to be recognizing this year. And on top of that, Jeff, we're going to do one more dad this year. Thanks to our friends at Auto Rescue, we are going to be giving away another car. Last year, the dad that deserved it the most, in our eyes, he was in a fatal car accident. He walks with a limp now, and he has two little girls. Well, in that car accident, his wife passed away. So he did not have a car to get his girls to and from. He did not have a car to get to work so he could take care of the girls. So we were able to give him a car, thanks to our friends at Auto Rescue last year, that really changed his life.
I tell you something, Chris. As you know, I love Father Christmas, and I love everything that the Fatherhood Foundation does. But last year, I was fortunate to be there as Santa was giving out all these gifts, and to watch that dad when he was given the keys and said, "Yeah, you've got a new car. This is it, new to you." And I don't think I've ever seen a human being as grateful for anything. It was amazing.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It was beautiful.
It is. And that's the great thing about this. It's none of these guys, none of these dads are even thinking they're going to get this. It's a complete surprise to them, and they're not expecting anything. But when you do, when you give them that $500, or you give them that car, there's, you know, after the initial shock of it all, whether it was tears, whether it was like, oh man, or what, you know, whatever it was, you saw a little pride. You saw the way their kids looked at them as heroes. That's what this is all about.
All right, now we need the nominations for folks who are listening to this. And okay, you know, I know so and so down the street. God, he had a downturn in his business, or so and so up the street. I know this guy from church or from synagogue or from work. But boy, he had an injury. He's having a tough time. How do they nominate these dads?
Well, to nominate them, all you got to do is go to our website, which is FatherChristmasVA.org, and you'll see the video from last year, exactly what you and I are talking about. You're actually in the video, a very brief time, because we didn't want to scare people. You know, you didn't want to scare anybody. But then it shows us giving the car away. So you really get to see and feel what Father Christmas is all about. And right there at the bottom of the page underneath that video, you can nominate a dad right there. Okay. But then, Jeff, on top of that, there's two buttons right below it, too. And those are two other things. I actually had somebody come to me, and they said, you know, we're just so fortunate that I don't even know a dad that would need this right now, but I want to help because I love this mission. So they said, how can we get involved? I said, well, there's two things. You can either sponsor a dad for $500. It's a gift straight to us. Yep. We put it in the bank. We take it right back out the day of. We get it in cash. And we give it right straight to a dad. So there's no middleman. It is to us and back out. Right. So there's no fees taken off. It's just straight to the dad. So that's one way to sponsor a dad. That's right underneath the link there. And then right beside that, there's adopt a family. So we need people to adopt these dads' families. The nominators will give us a list of everything you need to shop for, everything the kids want, from wants to needs. You go out, you adopt a family, and you wrap it for us, and you bring it that night, and you get to give those children the gifts for the Christmas right there.
Wow. I want to remind everybody what a great experience it is to do all of this. I know, having seen the dads who were the recipients of the $500, to see those children that are with them, their faces are just it's blessings all the way around. It's just amazing. But to sponsor the dad, it's $500. Thinking, man, that's a heavy lift. Get a friend, right? Because you can split the cost any way you'd like to do it. Am I right?
Exactly. We've had people split costs. We actually have one church mom group that gets together each year. They all pitch in a little bit of money, and then they all take one. They take a bigger family. They take one of the children, and then they go out shopping for that. So that it kind of lightens the load on all of them, but they end up getting a child and also helping the dad. So that's a great way to do it as well.
It is beautiful. Now, I've shared with everybody throughout the years, Jamal and Sakina, who are dear friends of both of us, but Jamal and I have done the sponsor a dad portion. Now, here's the only thing. I want to know if we have any accountants that could review the way this has broken down? Because Jamal, you know, Jamal's really smart with numbers, but every year he's ponying up somewhere between $1 and $5, and I get the rest. I'm not quite sure how the math is mathing on that, but it still turns out to be $500. And then to sponsor the dad, Chris, this is actually fun. Heidi and Sakina do the shopping. They get to have fun. They get to have time together. Heidi gets to pretend she's, you know, shopping for future grandchildren. Sakina works it into the 87,000 other things she's doing in a day. But everybody turns out with a smile.
Well, and the thing is for that, Jamal can't count higher than five. So that's, I think that's the issue of that one. But other than that, you're exactly right. Sponsoring it at a 500, getting somebody, you know, getting a business. This is a great way. Businesses, we have four businesses that have done this for the past 5 years. They sponsor a dad, and then these businesses actually make, they go out shopping that day. And then they come back to their office, and it's their Christmas party. They actually have a wrapping party, and then they get to choose. They choose one person to come bring it down to the event. So there are four businesses right now that do that. That every single year, they ask me, when is Father Christmas? And I tell them what day it is. It's on the 19th this year of December, and they make that their Christmas party day.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. Well, Chris, I want everybody to be involved. This is just the first time that you're going to join me to talk about this. We're going to be doing this on a pretty regular basis because it's just vital, and especially now, as you point out, where Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia expanding into to Tidewater to help the dads down there as well. So give everybody the website one more time, if you don't mind.
It's very simple. Father Christmas VA, Father Christmas Virginia, fatherchristmasva.org. Everything you need is on there to nominate a dad, to sponsor a dad, or to adopt a family. It's all right there.
I love it. It's just what one part of what the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia does, Chris. You've done such amazing work there. It continues to grow. It's helping dads throughout our beloved Commonwealth. And as I pointed out to the folks who are kind enough to listen, you even set it up. You're sending me to jail. So it's all good, right?
We will be in. We're getting trained this week. As you know, I was with you this morning, and we're getting trained. And you will be in Pamunkey Jail before the end of this month. So we're excited to be reaching dads through our Inside Out Dad program. And you saw the impact that we're making on dads through this training. It's just these. I've never heard a dad that says they want to be a bad dad. They just don't know how to. And we're giving them the skills they need to be stronger parents. So when they get out, their recidivism doesn't go up; it goes down.
Exactly. All right, one more time, fatherchristmasva.org, is that correct?
Fatherchristmasva.org, and everything you need is right there. Check out the video, share it with anybody. We want to have as many nominations as possible, and, you know, the more money we make, the more dads we're going to help. So nominate dads, but then also reach deep into your pocketbooks. This is something that is going right back to the fathers. We take not a penny for it. If we need 35 total, if we get 40, we're going to do 40 dads this year. So bottom line, that's what it is.
I love it. Chris, love you, my friend. We will talk again soon. That is Chris Beach, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And I will give you all the details. I got to post it on my social media as well. Great opportunity. I'm telling you, make it a group activity. You cut down the cost and you're going to have a boatload of fun. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.